Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Yes. What's happening, everybody? How are you all doing? I hope you are blessed and you're well. Man, oh man, it is Friday already. Here we are chilling. It's Friday. I can't believe it. Man. Anyway, guys, I hope everything is good for you around the world. It's Mother's Day weekend, and we are going to have a great time this weekend, right? I mean, you guys are going to celebrate Mom's Day with us, and right, we're going to just kind of just do it. Let's just do it, man. So I know I'm going to take my wife out because my mom is all the way in Philadelphia, so I'm going to take my wife out, celebrate Mother's Day with her out here. And so I hope that you guys do, you know, accordingly. Like, I mean, whatever is going to be a blessing to you and your family and stuff, just do it, man. Don't think about it. Just go for it. Make it happen and be glad you did it. Afterwards, you'll feel so good. Anyway, we are celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records today here on Solar Records Radio. And so I hope you guys are good with that. We are just going to just go down memory lane together. And just I'm just playing this good old school music. That's all I know, right? it's like you only have so many songs. So, and you only have so many stories, right? And so you only can tell so much at a time. So, but ironically enough, I keep finding new songs. I don't know what that's about, but they'll say, oh, what about this one? Oh, what about that one? I'm like, man, yeah, that's a great song. But you forget. It's just, you know, we did so many records and so many of them didn't even come out. And so what happened to those songs? Like, where are they? Like, did we lose them? Are they lost in the archives? I mean, kind of crazy, right? Anyway, love, I tell you. You just never know. But anyway, guys, Steve Shockley will be calling in, and, you know, we're going to share his song. I know he's traveling, and he says he should get back to the hotel, right, like right around now. So hopefully he's good, and I'll touch base with him shortly and see where he is and what you doing, boy. Anyway, guys, so let's just go down the road together here on Solar Records Radio with your boy Wardell Potts Jr., and we're going to just play some good music, right? I'm just going to play you some good old school music. Here we go on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. It's Dynasty. Time for groove. Love that song. I love Howard's voice on it. And what a beautiful thing. And so I got my boy Don Fleming here. And I'm going to give you guys a recap of what we played. We just closed out the block with This Is For The Lover In You by Shalamar. Howard Hewitt with his amazing voice. And speaking of Howard, and I just got off the phone with Jeffrey, and Jeffrey's going to hook not Astrid, up, and they're going to give backstage passes over in Amsterdam on the 20th of May, I believe it's the 20th of May. So, Astrid, you got it coming, sweetheart. It's all good. God is good. So, Jeffrey said he'll hook you up. I said I want them to, I want you guys to, you know, to meet her. And so they said, okay, great. We look forward to it. So that's what that's all about. So we look forward to hearing about that. And then before that, I played Hot Spot by Midnight Star. Now that song is really hot, man. That song is powerful. It's got that lasting groove thing. You can party that all night long. Midnight Star doing their thing, and we started the block off with Dynasty Groove Control. And so anyway, how you been, Don Fleming?
I'm good. I'm just here hanging out.
Don had a late night. He had a late night last night. He stayed up all night. So so we just catching him. So you would you say, Don? Yeah, it is Friday, and we're celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records. We have our brother Steve Shockley from the original Lakeside coming on shortly to share one of his new song with us and the world. The song will be the song won't be released though until Sunday on Mother's Day. It's a Mother's Day song, and so but he is going to allow us to play it and other radio stations today to play it today. So but you won't be able to purchase it until Sunday. So there you go. Man, oh, man, that's just interesting. I mean, all my Throwdown brothers are doing their thing, putting out records. And so I'm so proud of all of them. And I'm proud of Tommy Shelby, too. You know, he put out, I couldn't believe, he put like almost an album out. He has about 7 songs. I said, whoa, Thomas, what is going on with you, buddy? So, I'm just glad the guys would just say, hey, I just got to get it out. It's just sitting here. Let's just do something with it. So everybody's doing their thing. Hallelujah. So what's
the... I love hearing, you know, these type of stories because it's like, you know, I always say, you know, we got to give, you know, show our appreciation and giving them flowers while they're still here and things like that. And understand that, you know, even 40 years later, you know, doing what you did at Solar, doing what you did at as the Throwdown Brothers and whatnot, is still getting some recognition even today because of the internet, because of video games, because of all of these outlets that crosses generational gaps, and that's a beautiful thing, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and we're blessed because of it, man. So, Don, what you got for us? Do you want to do a block, or I'm still on? I'm still on if I'm still on.
Since you've invited me or whatever, get a chance to hang out with you, it's not a problem. I'm scrolling.
He's scrolling, you know, y'all.
I know. Man, you know what? One of my favorite songs that you know, from the Silvers is from the Bizarre album, Falling for Your Love. I want to go ahead and play that. You had something to do. Yes, you had something to do with that song. Can you talk a little bit about it, man? Cuz I'm a big fan of that song, that album, and Patricia Silvers is on lead on that one. Beautiful song, man.
Yes. And, you know, when I sat down, I was sitting in the living room. Leon Silvers and I had our own place. And he had told me a little bit ago, why don't you just go in on and buy yourself a keyboard and start writing a song. So I did do that. Mm-hmm. So I start writing and stuff, and this is one of those songs, you know, out of the group of songs that I wrote off of the Casio keyboard, and it was just a groove. It was just a groove going back and forth and stuff, and so, and I started playing it for Leon. He said, "Yeah, that's good. He says, yeah, let me see what I can do. Come on down to the studio. You know, he's always saying, I'm like, come on, we're right here. Can't we just do it? Come on down to the studio. and you know, because when you get down to the studio, it turns into business. And so we go down to the studio and stuff, and we set up everything, and I start recording. And he's like, yeah, that's good. And so I just remember I didn't know it was for the Silvers. I don't know if he knew it was for the Silvers. I don't know what he knew, to be perfectly honest. I can't like guess what his brain is thinking, but I just remember, you know, I know it's got to be for Shalimar. It's got to be for Dynasty. It's got to be for the Whispers. It's got to be for somebody in our you know, organization here. And so I was just thinking, like, well, who did, you know, and so I forgot that the Silvers had did a deal with Dick Griffey and said, you know, that they wanted to do another album. And so, and they would like to do it on Solar. And so Dick was like, yes, we would love to, we want to have y'all here. And so, so they did that deal, but I forgot about that. And so next thing I know, Pat Silvers is coming to the studio to sing on the song. And I'm just thinking she's doing the backgrounds, right? Because the Silvers were amazing in backgrounds.
Right.
And so I'm thinking that that's what it's going to be. And come to find out, man, this is on their record. So I was just really blessed that, I got to write a song for the Silvers, finally. And that was not even a goal of mine, but the goal was to work with Leon Silvers. And so I did get that accomplished. And then once I got to hang out with the Silvers and we all were together all the time and doing stuff, I wanted to do something with them as well. And fortunately, they worked that deal out with Dick Griffey. And so I got a chance to write the song for them. So praise God.
Well, all right, man. Well, let's go ahead and get to that song. That's one of my favorites, of course. I remember watching it on American Bandstand and their performance in real time. So take it back, 1984, from the Bizarre album. This is music from the Silvers. Falling for Your Love, guys. Keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
number one.
We got the chapter.
Album I Commit to Love, of course, that is music from Mr. Howard Hewitt from 1986. I'm For Real. First of all, let me do the recap. Before that, of course, giving you a little Gladys Knight and the Pips, one of my favorites. You're number one in my book from 1983 from the album Visions. Of course, you have something to do with that. And, of course, started off the block, I had to hook up the Silvers, Falling for Your Love from 1984 from the Bizarre album. Man, what you think about that block, man?
Yeah, dude, you just completely blessed me. I could sit back and listen to you all day, Don. That was great, man. I really enjoyed it. I, you know, it takes me down memory lane and makes me think about all those moments and those times, and it's just a blessing just hearing that last song, thinking about Stanley Clark. You know, Howard did that with Stanley, right? And you know, I Stanley, he's from Philly. You know, I've been a big fan of his since I was a child. And I wanted to play with him. I wanted to play on some of his material. And I had the opportunity, and I froze up. I just didn't even go there. I just was just grateful just to be there with him. And, you know, we shared the studio. He was in one room doing what he was doing and working on maybe Howard or whoever. And we were in the other room doing what we've been doing for years. And so... But I remember shaking his hand, man, and just holding on to it. Like, because, see, a celebrity is somebody that really makes you, I mean, to you, To me, it's somebody that makes me feel good. I felt so good. You made me feel good for a long time. And now I get to hold your hand. That is incredible. That's an incredible moment for me. And I'm holding his hand. I'm looking up at him because he's kind of tall. I'm looking up at him and going, wow, this is great. So, yeah, that was a great moment when you played that song. Thank you for that. And the first song, you know, The Silver is the song I wrote. I already told you how I felt about that. And Gladys Knight, it goes without saying, she's an amazing artist with this amazing history. My friends wrote the song. You know, we got to record it, and you know, but we didn't get to meet her because she was in Vegas with Leon. But it's all good. It's all good.
I mean, can you imagine just the professionalism that all you guys had? The fact that you guys sent it over to Vegas for her to play and her to sing over it. It's almost like it feels like she's in the studio. I know it sounds cliche to say that, but it's like you guys were there. I mean, technically, in a meta sense, you guys were there.
Absolutely. Our sound was there. It was our musicianship that was there. It was our song that was there. So we were completely there. We just didn't get to shake her hand and hug her and say, I love you and you're amazing and God bless you and keep up the great work. No, we didn't get to do that, but it was our music that got her attention. And she says, I want that sound for my next album. And so she came, mm-hmm. and that's when we did that album. And so Your Number One in My Book is the name of the album, I believe, as well. So we really got blessed to I think we did about 5 or 6 songs on that album, something crazy. And it was just wonderful just to be a part of a Gladys Knight, you know, somebody who's come from a long ways. I was a little kid when I heard her singing. I was a little kid.
It's funny you say that. I remember being 9 years old, and this is around the time Save the Overtime for Me came out. And you know, before that, you know, you didn't really get a lot of, especially like the MTVs and the Friday night videos and the night tracks, of course, having access to music videos, you didn't get a lot of, you know, you didn't get a lot of black artists, you know, Michael Jackson, Prince here and there. But this was one of the, like, videos I saw that Night Tracks played. And I saw the youth energy in that one, because I don't know if that was one of those things where they wanted to reach kind of a youthful demographic and things like that, because at the time, you know, breakdancing and a little bit of kind of a hip hop was kind of emerging from, you know, from the ashes a little bit, not to sound too melodramatic, but, you know, seeing the big boom box and seeing the New York City Breakers and their breakdancing and it just had this urban feel, you know, having Gladys Knight out there with the young kids breakdancing. That was wild to me as a 9 year old. This was not only the fact that the song was dope itself, but the vision of it, you know, hence the word vision's the name of the album. The vision of the music video itself just captivated that sound for me. And I was just floored. I mean, yeah, you were like, man, you were nine. Anything can floor you. But no, this was something that really just captured, you know, my spirit. And I loved that song. I loved that album. You know, it was just something new. I felt it was something new to hear, and especially from, you know, Gladys Knight, because, you know, her earlier work, you know, of course, The Midnight Train to Georgia, even up to a song she did in 80, like Landlord, you know, that was kind of still that polished, soulful music that her and the Pips did. And when she came out with something, you know, Saved Overtime for Me and When You're Far Away and You're Number One in My Book, you know, it gave kind of like that that youthful, for everybody, but you can tell that it was a little something for the youngsters to kind of let Gladys know that, hey, I'm still on the map, you know.
Yeah.
And that was a beautiful song.
Yep, absolutely. Man, yeah. I mean, you know, you really filling it in, man, and I enjoy, that's why I enjoy doing the show with you, because you know how to fill it up, brother. You know how to fill it up. So I want to play another block, start off another block here. You can play the second song if you want. And so we want to just keep this music going, because the music is very lasting. It's very beautiful. It has
something about Friday. You know, again, we love Wednesday, you know, love the jazz and whatnot. Love the old school. I mean, there's something about Thursday, which I apologize, I didn't get a chance to do the show last night. I had something come up. But as far as Friday, you know, getting a chance, you never know who's going to call in from the Solar label, that legendary label, and just kind of, you know, to me, Wardell kind of opens that sense of that memory. And you know, he's old and everything, you know, and sometimes, you know, the memory doesn't get the best of him, but there's certain moments that he can pinpoint, and he can tell you a whole book of certain things that happened, and that's on Fridays. That's the only time you can really just go into that and tap into that. And he, you know, again, you know, we're all getting up there.
And the best thing about it is I enjoy talking about it, because it's my history, it's what I remember, and it just opens up the floodgates. And before I know it, it's so much stuff just starting to come out of my mouth, because it's coming into my memory, and I'm going, wow, dang, I forgot about that. But I'm just talking, and it's just coming out. I'm like, whoa, yes, I remember. So it's a beautiful thing. By the way, speaking of, you just never know who's going to call, we are waiting for Steve Shockley from Lakeside, the original Lakeside, to call in to play his new single that he's releasing for Mother's Day, on Mother's Day this Sunday. But he's allowing us to play it today on Solar Records Radio. So as soon as he calls in, I told you he's in travel mode. They just landed. I called him, and they just landed. So as soon as he gets situated, he's going to call in, and we're going to chop it up with him. So hold on, hang in there with us. And we're just going to cruise on. So guys, check it out here on Solar Records Radio. Here, speaking of Lakeside, the original Lakeside, let's get going with All the Way Live. We'll be back.
love you, babe, in the scariest way. I want you, babe, to stay with me. I love you, babe, though I'm hurting to say. I want you, babe, to stay with me, with me.
my spirits up. So I dropped it on a dance just to take a glance. And there's the sweet loving thing, Lord, she was more than enough. I asked her for a hand, said, would you like to dance? So please that I
that one. What you know about that one,
Wardell? Oh yeah, that's a beautiful song, man. So proud of them. They started, they did such a, man, they're great, and just love their music. So way to go.
Oh man, so Slow Jam, Midnight Star. That is a classic in the half. That's one of those songs again. It withstands the test of time. Seriously, it really does. It's 2024, and I can play that right now, and someone's going to get on the dance floor or find that special someone and just get on the dance floor and do what they do. I had to look that up. Slow Jam by Midnight Star, and before that, from 1987 music from Babyface, I Got You, Babe. And what did you start off the block with?
I don't remember.
Oh, my God.
I can't remember what I started. It's just Solar. Everything is Solar. Hold on, wait. I can tell you, though, if you want me to tell you. I'll go tell you now. I can
tell you. It's for the listeners, man.
It's for the listeners. All right, listeners. So we started off the block with It's All the Way Live by Lakeside. Of course, I know what I did. That was Lakeside. It's All the Way Live. Speaking of Lakeside, we have Mr. Stephen Shockley here right now.
That was a nice little segue.
So we're going to bring my brother in, Stephen Shockley from the original Lakeside. What's happening, my brother?
Hey, what's going on, Wardell? What's up? What's up?
Don Fleming, Wardell, and Steve Shockley. We all three are here blessing up the airwaves. So how are you, man? How was your flight?
It was good, man. We here, you know, in the big ATL. Got a big show tomorrow night.
Yes. So where are you guys performing tomorrow night? Do you know the name of the location? Because we want our people out there to vote.
We're at the Mableton Amphitheater.
Okay. All right.
The Mable House.
The Mable House. So you guys out in Atlanta, y'all, or in the surrounding cities, y'all know what that is. So go support Lakeside, y'all. Go and do your thing. Go have a great time because they know how to put a party on, and we're so blessed because of them. I want to just say, and so Thomas, you said, is he's got delayed. He's flying around. He could be anywhere. He might be in Texas by now. no telling where Tommy Shelby is. But anyway, man, why don't you do us a favor, Stephen? Kind of tell us the story about your song that you're releasing, that's releasing on Mother's Day. You want to share the whole that story?
Well, it's funny. My daughter keeps me young. And so she was watching Toni Braxton on TV. And you know how they say, she finally getting her flowers, you know. And when my daughter said that, I busted out laughing. I said, her flowers.
Oh.
I said, I like that. I said, I'm going to write a song, Taylor, and I'm going to dedicate it to you because you gave me the idea. Your flowers, you know. And then I've been hearing it on TV a lot. I hear it everywhere now.
Don Fleming says it all the time, too. That's his favorite line.
Yeah, well, there you go. So I sat down and I came up with a hook. Then I just started making up the music to it. And then once I got the track, a universal sounding track. So I said, I need to do something nice, you know. So I just wrote out some lyrics and I dedicated it to all the mothers and wives and grandmothers, you special one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve your love for all the work you put in.
Hold it, Steve. You kind of messed your mic is messing up a little bit. Can you say that again? I think you're moving around.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Much better.
Yeah. Okay. And so I just dedicated it to all the women that put in hard work in their relationships, raising their children, sticking with their man, everything, you know, just call you deserve your flowers, you know.
Yes.
Your props.
That's
so
right, that's right.
I wrote out the song, you know. I called in my friend Larry Bolden, who he's playing singing with us tomorrow night.
Really?
To come and do the vocals. He used to be in Lakeside on our very last album at Solar.
Okay.
And so he's a great singer. Still sounds like a very young man.
He
so
does
I put him on the song.
Okay. And so he's flying out there, too, to perform with you guys?
Yeah, he's here.
Hey, he's just hanging in.
What's that?
Japan.
He lives in
Japan.
Yeah, he's from Japan. Yeah, Lane. Yeah, that's my boy Lane.
He comes up here and stay 2 or 3 months when he comes.
Oh, that is so cool. My goodness, he lives in Japan. So can you just share... Before I play your song, I just, you know, it's kind of hard for me. I know it got to be hard for you. Can you just share a little bit of story about your daughter? Just a little love.
Well, my youngest daughter is the one. My older daughter, she passed a few years ago. My young daughter, she's a singer.
Oh, okay.
She's out in Los Angeles, and we always talking about songs and lyrics and stuff.
Okay. And so she's the one that you named the song after? I mean, you wrote the song?
No, I dedicated it to her.
Oh.
That's her on that cover that I sent you.
Ah, okay. So I see. I was confused as if it was your daughter who passed away, or I didn't know you. Okay, great. Okay, so I got it now.
This was just recent. So when I sent you a picture of that cover with your flowers on it,
yeah,
that's my daughter.
Yeah, the flyer. That's what the flyer. We made the flyer with that. Greg made the flyer with that picture on it for our show. So yes, everybody could see who his daughter is and stuff. So thank you, man, so much. We want to play your song now, and then we'll come back on the other side and just chop it up with you real fast, okay?
Fire it up to the 1,000.
flower. Come and get your flower.
Yes, that is such a beautiful song, man. Wow, what a groove.
Wow.
That's a, it's hooky, it's grooving, it is just, it's got every element, man. I mean, I'm so proud of you, Steve. That is amazing. And so it's coming out, and where, how do people find the song when it comes out? Where do they go?
Anywhere you can think of. iTunes, Apple, Spotify. it's on everything starting Sunday on Mother's Day.
Awesome. Wow, man, that's a beautiful, 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 beautiful song, man. And, you know, Greg said that he says so many million people want to say hello to you. So you guys need to go overseas. I know Shalimar is there. In Amsterdam on the 20th, they're going to be performing, and then they're going to do a little tour there. But we got to get you guys over there somehow, man. Maybe I could hook you guys up with their promoter, because they want you guys bad. And so, and my friend said that just, you know, the way you said you felt when you shook Stanley Clark's hand, that's how I felt when I shook your hand. And so I know that he feels the same way about you and your team and stuff. You're at the Lakeside, you know. So if you guys could just get over there, man, it would be off the chain, man. That would just be amazing.
Well, hopefully that happens. You know, we've been wanting to go over there a lot. You know, we don't know what's over there for us. We're just dying to go.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Let's work on that, man, because I think that would be an amazing tour for you every year. So that'll be a great thing, because just, you know, there's so many other groups that I know that just every year they do the same. They go over to the UK, boom, they do their Christmas thing and their summer thing. It's like, it's a definite every year. It's like, damn. And so, but anyway, man, God bless you, man. Thank you so much for just blessing the airwaves with your music. That's what a great song. So it's
Steve. Thank you for playing it. Hey, we bringing back the B-side.
I like
that. Putting out the B-side in about 2 weeks.
Really?
and
what's on the B-side?
Another song called "Till I See You Again."
Oh wow! Is that a ballad or up tempo? What you got?
Yeah, it's a ballad.
It's a ballad. Okay.
Yes, bad. Saxophones and everything.
Yes, yes. That's great, man.
It's really, it's bad. It's a tribute to R&B old school, you know. But it's
okay.
Very modern, but it's definitely that R&B old school.
Well, please send it to us.
I'll be putting that on 2 weeks as the B-side to Flowers.
Okay. That's awesome. Don, you have any questions for Steve?
No, I'm good. I'm just enjoying you guys have these conversations. I'm a fan, so you know.
So Steve, I
have no words, Wardell. I don't like to talk.
Well, you do like to talk. So, that's the strangest thing. So, but I got to tell you that Steve was really my first guitar player that I played with in the studio when I went to California, and we did the first song we recorded that I recorded with them, because they had already started recording before I got there. But the first song I got to record on was Second Time Around for Shalimar, and it was Steve Shockley plucking that guitar, and then he was messing around with that guitar in between the practices. And Leon heard him playing that groove, and then next thing you know, we going in the studio the following week, and we did "And the Beat Goes On," and that was a song that Steve wrote. And so it's just, and then we were just locked in from then And every time we went in the studio, Steve was in there with us, and we created history, man. And I just got to say thank you, man, for being a part of, you know, my amazing history with you guys. That was just a wonderful gift for me, and I thank you so much for being so classy and coming up with the name, the Throwdown Brothers.
The Throwdown Brothers for life.
This is why I keep my mouth shut, because one of the, what I do is, again, I was a kid. I was, you know, six, seven, 8 years old when these Lakeside albums were coming out. So I'm a fan, and I get into that. When I get into that mode, I just listen, because there's a lot of wisdom between you cats. So I'm not here to mess that up. And, you know, I think it is right to give. It's okay to give flowers, give you, you know, those flowers while you're still here. You can't, you know, people. It's just that cliche when people, you know, unfortunately, you know, of course, we meet our maker. There is that day we meet our maker, and then that's when everybody wants to pour in and give the flowers when that box is lowered. You know, we don't want to do that.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Don: is Lakeside's music on those video games?
I want to say yeah. I think it got a couple on Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, the newest version. They put that in Open Fortune.
Which one's the
on the brand new release.
Oh,
they
okay.
have a reissue.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
They got Fantastic Voyage in that one. And I think in the old one they had And the Beat Goes On.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You had... Oh God, that was a couple of jams.
So Steve, you are aware you couldn't pay for that stuff, right?
But of course. But of course.
But of course. Okay. Well, Steve, we love you, man, and we're so great, blessed because of you and all that you have done, and you know, with your talent and your heart. We just want to just wish you a wonderful weekend. Have a great show tomorrow. And we wish you all the success in the world with your new song, your flowers, and then the B-side. I like that, the B-side. Yeah. And so
we're bringing the B-side back, baby.
Bringing the B-side back. Hey, Steve,
if you notice, I ain't even worried about it being 4 minutes long.
I know.
I can't create like that. If they need me to edit it, then I'll edit it. But I got
right.
to get my whole idea out, you know?
Right. Wow.
I can edit it down to 4 minutes, but I'm not going to go in the studio thinking, oh, I got to record only 4 minutes.
No.
You'll leave out some good stuff.
Oh, my God. Steve, just think about this, Steve. Remember all the songs we recorded? All those songs didn't come out. What happened to them? Where are they?
I don't know, man. Sometimes you or Ricky Smith or somebody will play a song, and then I say, hey, that sound like me. I don't even remember. So that's probably one of them sessions that we did.
Right.
And it ended up on somebody, and I didn't even know it happened.
Right. You know? There's quite a few. I mean, I'm like, whoa, I love that song, but what happened to it? You know, even the whole Dynasty throwaway album is missing. No one knows where it is. The whole album. Like, where's that album? You remember when we did the throwaway album?
Is that the one with A Man in Love on it?
No.
Okay. Because I'm going to say, I always play that song.
It's the one with Mustang Moving On it.
No, I ain't hip to it.
See?
Because I throw away album on the internet all the time.
What was you guys' throwaway album? Because I can't think of any of your albums.
It's called Keep On Moving Straight Ahead.
Really? That's the name. What was your single off of that album?
I don't know if they ever really released a single. I just know that they was just trying to stop Solar from being successful with Your Wish Is My Command. And they were, you know what's ugly about it? They were successful. We didn't get a gold record because the sales were split between the two albums.
Oh, man. That's
Our throwaway album, everybody thought that was our new album. And we got about 200,000 sales on that album.
Well,
Your Wish came out and it got about 400,000 sales.
Well,
but,
you know, RCA got screwed too, so... You know, everybody kind of got screwed, you know, because Dick did what he had to do, what he wanted to do, I guess. And we all, you know, it was like we benefited and we didn't benefit. It was just a mess. So whatever the case is, it's history now.
Yes, I'm a part of it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, so Don, you said you had a question before
It's all right, man. I just wanted to kind of, you know, I've asked Fred, I've asked Otis, and they've all gave me, you know, their own interpretations. I was always fascinated as a kid, the concept art of each album. You know, whether you guys are swashbucklers on one album, you guys are Robin Hood, you guys are Indiana Jones, you guys are Elliot Ness and Untouchables. One of my favorite albums of all time. But what was the motivation behind having like a theme in every on every album cover like that?
Well, my conversation was. With Dick Griffey it was with all of us actually. He said, you know what, there's nothing worse than 9 guys standing on some stairs posing. He said, nobody cares about that. Nobody cares about who's in the group when just see a bunch of guys.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you make 9 guys famous or attractive, you know? So that's when we came up with the idea, well, why don't we be something like Robin Hood and Merry Men or something, you know? That way people will notice 9 guys, you know? You know how bands pose?
Right.
We didn't want to do no posing pictures like that, you know?
Right.
So we started coming up with concepts, the Rough Riders, you know, being cowboys, and pirates, and everything, you know, just to make the band interesting to look at.
Mm.
I didn't want to say the words that Dick actually said, but that was the gist of
it. Made you guys stand out. That's, you know, to me, you know, with all of the funk bands that was coming out at that same time, you guys always, in my honest opinion, you guys always stuck out. Because of the art on the album itself, just the artistry on it and the themes behind it. It was to me, like I said, as a 9-year-old listening to that Untouchables album, just amazing, man, and kudos to you. You still make that guitar talk.
I'm trying to, man. I'm trying to stay up on things, you know. My daughter keeps me young. You know, so.
All right.
Yeah,
man.
That was fun doing those album covers. We had an in-house artist, Fred Lewis's brother, drew a lot of those album covers.
Oh, wow. Didn't know.
So that way, you know, Dick had to go with it.
Yeah.
It was all in-house, you know.
In-house, yes. There's a song that I love that you guys did back in the day, and I really want to hear you guys do it live again. And are you guys doing Pull My String ever live again?
We rehearsed it a few times, you know.
God, that's...
The only reason why it ain't been in the show because, you know, we don't get no respect. They're still making us be an opening act, and going on second and giving us 40 minutes, you know. So we don't get a chance to play all the stuff we want to play.
Well, y'all need to do, y'all just do your own concert. Just Lakeside and take an hour and a half and do just jam. People will come and see you.
Well, sometimes when we get the headline shows or they let us do that, we do an hour and 15 minutes, hour and a half. We get to play all that stuff.
Fred said right after the pandemic, when you guys went on the show, he said, Wardell. I said, so how did it feel, man, being back out on the stage? Were you so excited? He says, Wardell, he says, I almost died. He said, by the time we got 40 minutes, he said, I was so tired. And he said, then we got an hour. He says, I was just a dude. I wanted to cry. And he says, I don't know how I made it the last half an hour. So you guys must have did like an hour, 15-minute show.
Oh, yeah, man. You took off a whole year and see what happened.
He said,
you might become an old man over that year.
Yes, sir. Well, thank
just
you
wanted
so
to
much.
Add something. Wanted to add something quick for the listeners. When we were talking about, you were talking about video games. I just looked it up, and I'm like, how did I forget this? And I couldn't forget it because I had a game upstairs. But no, Fantastic Voyage is on Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. So those,
is that the
for
first
all
one
you
or the second one? Is that the first one?
That was the one that came out in 2004. It was the black one. It was the black one with the gangs and.
Yeah,
the one that had George Clinton hosting the radio station.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, they did a reissue and a reissue of that game this year.
Yes. Yeah. Well, a couple of years back, I know they did a definitive collection. They changed studios, and the studio updated the graphics on it. And it was downloadable content. Yeah, I saw that. And I was like, wait a minute, yes, Lakeside is on there. And I know And the Beat Goes On is on Vice City, which is from 2002. So I'm hoping the brother got paid for that too. But yeah.
You know, we be sniffing out that kind of money.
Well, you know what? Since we brought it up, and I know we got about 18 minutes left, and I don't want to hold you up, Wardell. I apologize, but it's these last minutes. It's like, dang, Steve, go.
Okay.
But no, I wanted to ask you. I know in '94, Coolio did kind of his version of it. I'm assuming you guys, because that song blew up. I know for all the 20-year-olds that was listening, including myself, even though I knew your stuff, I always go back to the original. But, I mean, what was that whole, the dynamic about, at least getting compensated or you guys getting some type of newfound fame, because you guys were always there, and I don't want to feel like that's disrespectful, but just the fact that you guys have kind of, it kind of piqued other people's interest about Lakeside at that time after Coolio came out. What was that whole dynamic like?
It was kind of strange. Well, number one, we got Coolio's money because that was in the days when them rappers thought they could test it out and see before they actually got permission to use it. And so Coolio put the record up and then it caught on, and then it started running up the charts, and he hadn't even cleared it with Dick.
Whoa. Really?
You can believe that Griffey didn't give him a dime.
I did not know that.
Wow, didn't give him a dime. Woo, I can believe
that.
Yeah,
he didn't give him a dime.
Mm-mm-mm.
All he got was some of his writers' rights for, writing his lyrics. But as far as artist royalties and all that other stuff.
Wow, Dick.
I collected all of that.
He said, it's all mine. Oh, man. I wonder if he did that to us with the Girl I Got My Eyes On You song that that Today did, that was a Carrie Lucas Show Me Where You Coming From song. It's the same melody and everything. And then Dick says, oh, I'll take care of it. And he got in touch with Jimmy. Then all of a sudden, you know, nothing happened. Like, wait a minute. Why didn't anything happen? They stopped promoting it and everything. And I'm like, what happened? And, you know, we couldn't ask Dick for, you know, whatever reason. Leon didn't want us to. No, don't mess with him about it. They stopped promoting it, so they realized that it was our song. I'm like, well, hold on. Don't stop it. Just pay us.
Don't stop it.
Don't stop the good, you know.
Like that B-side that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It leaked out in Dayton, Ohio, and this college got a hold to it. And I didn't even know they were playing it. Next thing I know, Duke said, "Man, your record been number one for 3 weeks."
Wow! Wow!
College.
Wow!
I said, really?
Wow.
I said, so that's why I'm going to go ahead and put it out as a B-side.
Wow.
Sell it, you know.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Let it do what it do. Let it do what it do, man.
Let it do what it do.
Absolutely. Well, man, much love to you, Steve, and God bless you, man. Thank you for sharing your amazing song with us. And and I guess...
Well, you know, y'all can play it again anytime you feel like it, the next week.
Oh, we're going to play it all the time.
That's going in my rotation on my show. So I'm going to stop you right there.
We're going to play it all the time. All right, man.
I appreciate that, man.
All right, we're going to leave y'all with a little Steve Shockley in the background here chopping it up for us. All right, thank you, Steve. Good night, and God bless you, man. Have a wonderful time with your gig, and we'll catch you later, Steve. All right, okay. See you guys later.
I bet they had so much fun shooting that music video, man. I love the music video. I love the energy of that music video. Something about that woman by Lakeside, classic Lakeside. Love that. Love it, love it, love it.
Love it,
man,
love it, love it.
Man, 9 minutes left. It's almost time to get out of here.
It's time to keep rocking and rolling because I got an itching in my heart. I just can't scratch it, man. Woo, I love this show. I enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Steve Shockley, for calling in. Thank you, Don Fleming.
Both of you guys got a lot of wisdom, but just to imagine what, you know, Coolio and Dick Griffey, that's this whole situation. Wow, I did not know that.
I know it, man. And I love getting these guys on because just a little more information is just better and better and better for all the listeners and myself and all of us, you know, because it's just more information. So we got to keep on pulling. We got to keep on grabbing them. And many blessings to all you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. Tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern, not 3, but 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be doing Solar Wants to Dance. So come hang out with us. Get your workout in. Whatever it is you do, if you're cleaning your car or whatever, just turn us up in the background and rock and roll and make it happen, okay? God bless all of you guys. Don Fleming, thank you so much for just all your wisdom and just hanging out. Man,
no,
that's all.
You guys make my Fridays, man. I love it. Love it. Thank you.
Yeah, man. All right, guys. So we're going to let y'all go, but thank you so much for hanging out with us. Don,
tomorrow. What's up tomorrow?
I just told him. 2 p.m. Eastern Standard. I just said it.
Okay, running my mouth. Sorry.
That's all right. Your mind is running. That's what's happening. All right, guys. Don't forget. Hey, listen. If you don't have any plans yet, make the plans for your mom. Do something. She don't even have to be here. She could be gone and with her Heavenly Father. But you could celebrate her by yourself, with your wife, with your, you know, just remember, mom brought you into this world. She blessed you when you couldn't do anything for yourself. Be grateful and say, thank you, mom. I love you and appreciate everything you've done for me. Thank you so much for blessing me right where I am. It's because of you that I am where I am, and I'm grateful for it. You know, we got to give our moms out there props because they might not have been the best moms, but they were still moms. And nobody's the best. Now, everybody, it's, you know, I mean, you know, you even got great moms, but they even fall short. So everybody falls short, and we all have different places that we fall short in. And so I just want to say thank you to all the moms. We love you and appreciate you regardless. All right? So you guys all take care. Don, I'm up and out of here, man.
Man, have a good one, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out with us. Thanks, Stephen Shockley, for hanging out. You know, much love and hope everything goes well. And I know it will. This concert, you know, break a leg, brother. Have a good rest of your Friday.
All right, guys. So here we go. We're going to leave you a little crystal here on Solar Records Radio. Later, Don.
Have a good one.
Come out and say it. that's waiting.